Well, Pastor Greg Locke, it's great to have you on the Charisma News video podcast to talk about this new movie that you have, Come Out in Jesus' Name. I mean, wow, I've seen just the trailer of this, and I'm going to incorporate that into our interview here at some point. But tell me about this film, because this is not something that is scripted. It is something that God has scripted, and you're just following the role that he's put you in place. So just tell us about this film. Tell us about what God is doing and what is Come Out in Jesus' Name.
Yeah, you know, this is really totally an organic move of the Holy Spirit. This is not anything we ever intended. I never had a goal or desire to get into movie theaters, and yet the Lord began to accentuate such a mighty move of his Spirit at our church that I thought, let's share this with the world. Pastors need to see and hear this. Every person in any type of leadership position in every church across the nation and around the world needs to understand that we're taking the hokiness out of deliverance ministry, right? We're taking the silliness out of it and showing people this is the ministry of Jesus. This is the ancient ministry of the New Testament. It's a third of what Jesus did, and it's so theologically well done. From beginning to end, it's packed full of just scripture, word of God after word of God after word of God. So people are going to have a hard time defending the narrative of their denomination, if that makes sense. You know, I grew up extremely Baptistic. I don't demonize my past. But when I took off the lens, I began to say, okay, who's right, my seminary or the word of God? Okay, somebody's right and somebody's misinformed and ill-informed. And so this movie really is the organic overflow of the massive revival that for 3 years has been taking place in our church. And even before deliverance happened, we were in revival. We kept our church open during COVID and we grew from, you know, 300 to 3,000. We baptized 7,200 people in a horse trough, in a circus tent. And so it's been unbelievable growth. But in the middle of that, even a little past the middle mark, God said, you know what? You've stewarded this well. So I'm going to send revival in the middle of revival. It's not like we were looking for a bigger platform or more people to show up at church. And it just started happening. And the miracles and the healings and the deliverance from evil spirits just began to happen at an alarming rate. So that now our church is really becoming one of the tip of the spear ministries to bring back deliverance ministry. And I say bring back sadly because it never should have went away, but it got strange to people. And there have been people that have done some weird things. So this movie, in a nutshell, will demystify the ministry of Jesus. It'll demystify the ministry of deliverance and put it on the big screen so that when the credit scene rolls and it goes dark, everybody's going to say, wow. No wonder I've had this oppression. No wonder my child has nightmares. No wonder my marriage is under the affliction of the enemy. And they're going to see that all of us have authority and power in the name of Jesus, and we should walk in that authority.
Amen. We definitely need to be walking in that authority. Why do you think that people obfuscated that responsibility? Because obviously that's something that you're drawing attention to now, is that we need to focus on this. And Jesus focused on this. I mean, you said one third of his ministry was deliverance. Yeah. So you mentioned that things got weird. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think,
and how do we make it unweird?
Yeah, I think people have a hard time with the uncomfortable. Nobody wants the uncomfortable subject. And there's really nothing more uncomfortable to talk about than demons. But it's demons, not poodles, right? We're not talking about kitty cats. We're talking about evil spirits. You know, we're talking about these entities that come against you and come within people. And so I think preachers, they didn't want the fantastical. So they felt the need, I guess, to just table it all together because they didn't want any outbursts. And here's the problem. When people did do deliverance ministry, it was in a green room, it was in a back room, it was in a choir loft somewhere, but Jesus never turned off the live stream, if you will. Matter of fact, when he took his disciples to the very first church service they ever went to in Mark chapter 1 in a synagogue, a demon manifested out of a man. And if we're not careful, because of our flannel graph days, we're going to think, well, you know, this guy just happened to show up that day. No, this guy, no doubt in the context, had sat in that service through the same rabbis and the same teachers of the law over and over and over. But when Jesus exerted authority, it was the authority of what Jesus said that drew that demon out into the open. And so I tell people, the problem with the American church is we care more about our dignity than we do our deliverance. So you got to leave your dignity at the door, quit compromising and patty caking with evil spirits, and you got to be willing to wrestle to the mat the issues that have kept you where you're at. And so because we do have authority and power, everybody thinks, well, you know, I'm gonna walk in a spirit of arrogance. No, demons don't respond to arrogance. They respond to authority. And it's not my authority. It's delegated authority. I tell people it's like the lady that's directing traffic at your public school intersection, right? When she puts up her hand, you know what you do? You stop. Not because she's powerful, not because she has an AR strapped to her, not because she has an FBI warrant, but because her hand represents delegated authority that someone has given her, and you respect the authority that her hand represents. And so God's given us authority. So it's time in this culture, we put up our hands to demonic activity and say, stop in the name of Jesus. And guess what? They'll stop.
Yeah. So you've had revival breakout at your church. You've had revival within a revival with this deliverance being really highlighted and brought back to its proper place. Mm-hmm. And just from some of the things that I've seen in the trailer, there is a lot of shouting. There is things that are as you're calling them out in Jesus' name,
right?
What are some things that people can expect to see in this film? And I mean, yeah, just tell us about some of those things. What is happening?
There are some very hyperactive, dramatic moments in the film, but we really tried to minimize a lot of that so people could focus on the theological aspect. Because I didn't want anybody who's a cessationist to walk out saying, yeah, it's just all, you know, drama, drama, drama. Whereas there is some of that in there, and there's a lot of that in deliverance ministry. But what we did is fill the entire movie with the word of God, with the overarch of this is why deliverance is important. Because for some people, deliverance can be very peaceful, if you will. It just feels like a Mack truck just drove out of their chest. They can rest better, because demons don't care how they do it. They have one job, and their job is to take your peace. They'll do that through infirmity. They'll do that through a failing marriage. They'll do that through finances. They'll do that through dreams, PTSD, depression, spirit of heaviness, whatever. They don't care how they take your peace. That's just their number one job. And so people do scream 5 times in the New Testament. It says, and they came out with a loud voice. I've never heard a demon come out whispering, right? They're not kind. They're mad. Some people throw up. Right. Some people flail on the ground. Demons still respond today the way they've always responded. And the funny thing is, religious people still respond today to demons coming out the same way they did when Jesus did it. Wow. But you know, James, for example, says, devils believe and tremble. Well, people get under the power and the authority of the name of Jesus, and guess what? They'll start shaking. I mean, they will absolutely start shaking. That's not the person shaking. That's that demon. That's that entity on the inside of them that's causing them to shake. And so they still do the exact same, for lack of better terminology, manifestations today as they've been doing for 2,000 years. They still act up the same way. So some people get super strong. Security has to hold them on the ground. I've seen 15-year-old girls throw 10 security guards like they were cotton balls, right? We've seen people throw chairs. We had a man literally manifest a demon a few months ago, jumped up in the service, knocked over 2 rows of chairs, ran into the parking lot, found the only car with keys in it, stole the car, drove down the road, rolled it in a ditch, hit a telephone pole. The police arrested him, brought him back for a statement, came back into the tent, and literally got delivered before they arrested him and took him off that night. I'm telling you, you can't make this stuff up. And so you absolutely cannot make up what the Lord is doing in our tent. We see some crazy stuff. I've seen deliverance services, not services, but sessions go 18 hours, and I've seen them go 15 minutes. It just depends on the level of witchcraft and the level of generational curses that people have been exposed to. So again, this movie, Come Out in Jesus' Name, is going to take away the scary aspect. It's going to take away... We're in Hollywood, but it's going to take away the Hollywood, right? It's going to show people this is what the Holy Word says about deliverance ministry. It's this simple. It's not a methodology. It's not a man. And it's not my message. It's the message. And the message is, come out in Jesus' name. And it's so simple, it should never work. But it always works because it's so simple.
Wow. That's so good. You made mention that this is Hollywood, but it's not Hollywood. Yeah. I'm sure that people are going to be saying, well, yeah, this is Hollywood. So what special effects are they using? Could you just tell us right now and dispel any myths that people might be thinking?
There are no special effects, no sleight of hand, no smoke and mirrors. Any footage that you see will be absolute straight footage from our services. And we don't use a lot of that because we don't want to embarrass people. So we use a lot more of the crowd intensity than we do individual one-on-one. But when we do individual one-on-one, the only thing that would even be remotely changed or redacted is sometimes we'll cover up somebody's face because we don't want them to be embarrassed, but you can see the full blown manifestation of demons in their life. Mm-hmm. And so there's no smoke and mirrors. There's no hooking and crooking in this. This is, here's what the Bible says. We're going to prove it to you, because it's one thing to preach the gospel. It's another thing to demonstrate the gospel through the work and the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's what the American church is missing. We're not missing the message. We're missing the demonstration of the message. Mm-hmm. And so we merge them together in this movie.
Yeah. So I know that the Bible says that when a demon is cast out, it goes through dry and a barren places. When it comes back and it sees that the house is empty still, it brings, you know, seven more with it. I really want to know what is happening with these people that are getting delivered afterwards. I think that's something that our audience would really care to know about, because this is, we don't want to just have the experience of freedom for a moment.
Yeah.
We want people to be walking in freedom for a lifetime. Absolutely. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. A lot of people drop the ball on that because they do just see people get delivered and then they send them right back out and they give them no follow-up. And so we believe that deliverance needs to be used as discipleship, right? It's not a one and done. So we started the Global Vision Freedom Network. So everybody that goes through deliverance, either in a mass session or personally or through a Zoom call or whatever, we get all of their information. And this actually launches in March, right around the same time the movie does. And so what we've started is this Freedom Network, where those that have gone through deliverance, every week they get materials on how to maintain your deliverance. This is your devotional material. Here's what you can read this week. This is the importance of fasting and praying. Find a good local church. If there's not one in your area, here's people that believe like us. Here's deliverance ministries in your area. Or here is a home that's willing to open up their living room or their garage for a Global Vision live stream service so you can still be a part of us and what Pastor Locke is doing. And so we started it as discipleship, because a lot of people are like, well, let's get demons out of people and then just leave them. No, that's just part of the process. You have to keep loving on them, because demons do consider our bodies, people's bodies, their house. So when they come out of that house, if they don't find another place to go and that person does not close those doors to the occult, break off those generational curses, they will come back, and it will be worse for them in the end than it was in the beginning. So we believe that deliverance is one piece of discipleship. It's not the whole message, right? Jesus is the message. The gospel, the power of God unto salvation, is the message. But deliverance is part of that discipleship process.
Yeah. Pastor Locke, tell us about how we can watch this film in theaters.
Absolutely. March 13th is when it's officially going to drop. Fathom will be adding more days and more locations as we continue to grow. Praise the Lord. We've actually already hit what they call the golden number of tickets. Usually that number is not hit until the week of the release. So we're still very much a month from the actual release, and we hit ticket sales in 6 days. And so there is a hunger for this type of subject, this type of material. So people are very excited. And so they can go to theaters. If they go right now to comeoutinjesusname.com, they'll see the ticket link come up. They can just put in their, you know, their address, their location, whatever, their zip code, and it'll let them know the local theaters. And understand, as they're selling out, they're adding more locations and more times, because we have literally sold out theaters all over America. It is remarkable to see just how bombastic this thing is right out of the gate. So we're a month away from the movie, and we're selling out theaters all over the nation because people are hungry. They want to know. Even the haters are like, okay, what's this going to be about? It's going to be life-changing.
Yeah. So who are some other people that are in this film with you?
Yeah, a lot of the guys we call the demon slayers. You know, the internet kind of gave us that terminology.
Apostle
Alexander Pagani, who's been on the show with you guys a number of times, and I know Charisma does his books, and Isaiah Saldivar, Vlad Savchuk, Daniel Adams, Mike Signorelli, Henry Schaefer. And so then a number of people from our church and from our staff and our team are in the movie as well. And so it's a powerhouse. It's a great cast, because a great arch in the movie is how me from my very Baptistic days got tied into these other men that have been in deliverance ministry for a very, very long time, much longer than me. And then how the Lord kind of baptized us in deliverance and healing. And then we kind of came tip of the spear and we all came together. And now we're this team that's locking shields and helping people understand the ministry of deliverance.
So it's almost like the Kingdom Avengers, you know, like we had the whole Marvel Avengers. We've got our Demon Slayers as the Kingdom Avengers here. So, but I'm excited about this film. Come out in Jesus' name and available at theaters everywhere. Go to the link that we'll be providing in the description here so that you can get your tickets. And you can see where it's being played near you and you can go support this film and learn about what it means to really be delivered.
Yeah.
And bring a friend, because you never know, they might experience deliverance right in that theater. So be prepared, be prayed up whenever you go to see this.
And one of the most interesting things about this, if I can interject, this is on the night of, even if it goes later, it'll be pre-recorded. If it goes more nights, which we're praying and believe that it will. But on the first night, one of the beautiful things on March the 13th is when the credits go up, and it fades to black. Fathom is allowing me to come in. I'll actually be in our big church tent by myself with a satellite crew. And I come in live for 30 minutes and I do a mass deliverance in every single theater in America that's showing the movie.
That's really cool. That is really cool. That's so you can't miss this. Don't want to miss this right here. Pastor Greg Locke, thank you so much for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you the way that you are and to make this film. I mean, investing in that and just highlighting the move of the Holy Spirit, highlighting deliverance and what Jesus is really calling us to do, and that you're doing that. So thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you.